I was told there would be bells. I just thought they'd be a little sooner than that, and that I must not have heard them. Anyway, as I was saying, welcome to you who have come to this hospital for sick sinners to receive the healing which Christ pours out for you here again today in his precious body and blood. It is the 12th Sunday after Trinity. Peace be with you.
Descending, touch our hearts and bring to birth faith and hope and love unending. Word Almighty, we fear you. Word made flesh, we long to hear you. Word eternal, Lord on high, Word that brought to life creation, Word that came from heaven to die, crucified for our salvation. Saving Word, the world restoring, speak to us your love outpouring. Lend us thine eyes to see, speak and heal our mortal blindness. Deaf we are, our healer be, loose our tongues to tell your kindness. Be our word in pity spoken, heal the world by sin and broken. Word that speaks God's tender love, one with God beyond all telling. Word that sends us from above, God the Spirit with us dwelling.
Word of truth
to lead us, Word of life with one bright feet us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered together to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
Let them be moved to shame and confusion, who seek my life.
Let them be turned back, and brought to dishonor who desire my hurt.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
Let there be room to shame and confusion, who seek my life.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. Goodwill from God in heaven proclaimed at Jesus' birth.
We praise and bless
you, Father, your holy name we sing. Our thanks for your great glory, Lord God, our heavenly King. To you also begotten, the Father's Son, we pray. O Lamb of God, our Savior, you take our sins away. Have mercy on us, Jesus, receive our heartfelt cry. Where you in power are seated, at God's right hand on high. For you alone are holy, you only are the Lord. Forever and forever be worshipped and adored. You with the Holy Spirit alone are Lord Most High. In God the Father's glory, amen, our glad reply.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, by your gift alone, your faithful people render true and laudable service. Help us steadfastly to live in this life according to your promises and finally attain to your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for the 12th Sunday after Trinity is from Isaiah chapter 29. Is it not yet a very little while until Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be regarded as a forest? In that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel. For the ruthless shall come to nothing, and the scoffer cease, and all who watch to do evil shall be cut off, who by a word make a man out to be an offender, and lay a snare for him who reproves in the gate, and with an empty plea turn aside him who is in the right. Therefore thus says the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob. Jacob shall no more be ashamed, no more shall his face grow pale. For when he sees his children, the work of my hands in his midst, they will sanctify my name. They will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob and will stand in awe of the God of Israel. And those who go astray in spirit will come to understanding, and those who murmur will accept instruction. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 10. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter.
Glory
to you, O Lord. Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. We confess the faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Oh,
Son of God in Galilee, you made the deaf to hear, the mute to speak, the blind to see. O blessed Lord, be near. O listen to the silent prayer of your afflicted ones. O bid them cast on you their care, your grace to them make known. The speechless tongue, the lifeless ear, you can restore, O Lord. Bearest thou, O Savior dear, can instant help afford. Meanwhile to them the listening ear of steadfast loving heart, and let your word bring light and cheer to every troubled heart. Then in your promised happy land,
he has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. In the name of Jesus, amen. In the verses leading up to this gospel reading this morning, you will find Jesus in your face with a diagnosis you probably do not want to hear. Hypocrites, he says, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Defiled, he continues on, out of your hearts come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, a long and unflattering list, to be sure. Jesus makes it clear that we are all damaged goods and that there is only death ahead for us and for the world around us because of sin. And what's worse, there's nothing we can do about it. No amount of law, no amount of tradition, hand-washing, or hand-wringing, for that matter, is going to change a thing. You sin, you die. The wages of sin is death. And since we were all conceived and born sinful and unclean, we have indeed been born into a death sentence. So I guess the question is, how then can we be saved? Where do we turn? To whom shall we go for the life that we so desperately want and need? Well, if the problem were purely physical, for example, if your heart were truly defiled, and by that I mean if your arteries were clogged, your valves were shot, the muscle had grown weak, where would you go? You go to the hospital, right? Why? I know it seems obvious, but hang in there and think about this. Why go to the hospital? What is the purpose of the hospital? What is the work that a hospital is given to do? It's not a trick question. Obviously, the purpose and work of the hospital is to provide healing for people in the hospital, right? The hospital is where the doctor locates himself with his gifts of healing that cast out your disease and make all things good and new. If you really do have a sick heart, the doctor can literally create in you a clean heart, clean arteries, clean chambers. He can literally make all things new. New valves, perhaps even a new heart. What's more, if you're too sick to get to the hospital on your own, say you have a heart attack and collapse on the ground, everyone knows where to take you, right? Not to the coffee shop. not to the convention hall, but to the hospital, to the place everyone knows is there to receive sick and dying people so that the doctors can grant them healing. Unfortunately, when the need is even more desperate and the problem far more critical, there seems to be a lot more confusion. I once asked my Sunday school class, what is the purpose of the church? What is the work that the church is given to do? And I remember one answer being to spread the gospel. And that's not entirely wrong. And it's not entirely surprising either, because back in the days when I would ask that question, the Southern District where I had my ministry had a movement afoot to transform and revitalize our churches by focusing on outreach. The Transforming Churches Network, TCN as it was known, takes as a starting point this slogan: the church is not for the people in the church. Now, isn't that a bit like saying the hospital is not for the people in the hospital? I mean, seriously, if the hospital is not about providing health and new life for the people in the hospital, then why go there when you're sick? And in the same way, if the church is not about providing healing and new life for the people in the church, then why go there? Especially when your hearts are defiled and your condition is terminal. There are just some things that coffee, donuts, and a well-rehearsed band cannot fix. Now, I'll be the first to admit that that's not exactly what today's reading is all about. Although I'm sure that many a transformed congregation will hear today's reading as a mandate, as a command, to go out and to bring your friends and others into the church. Just like those folks brought that deaf man in to see Jesus that day, right? But guess what? The work of the church is not simply to send people out to bring people into the church. The work of the church is to pour out the gifts of Christ's healing for the people in the church. The work of the church is the forgiveness of sins. The church is where the great physician locates himself with his gifts that cleanse defiled hearts and give life and salvation to all who come and receive. And of course, the people in our text today had an idea about this. In fact, they know that if you're sick, if you've got a problem, that you can go to wherever Jesus had located himself with his gifts for healing, and that he will do all things well. In our reading, Jesus had just left the place where he had just nuked the Pharisees and rubbed the people's noses in the dirt of their sin. And now he was on his way into the region of the Decapolis. By now, his reputation for healing and miracles had preceded him, and the people were rushing out to have their various needs met. And it's true, they were probably most concerned with their worldly and physical needs, but that's not really what this text is about today either. For really, today's text is all about Jesus. It's about God with us, present with his gifts to take away our sin and to make all things good. The people came, and they brought with them a man who was deaf and unable to speak. They begged Jesus to lay his hand on him. And as Jesus put his fingers in the man's ears, spit, and touched the man's tongue, they were probably wondering if this was such a good idea after all. But really, this is a beautiful picture of Christ for you. Here, Jesus is meeting us up close and personal in the very midst of our sin and suffering. He begins by communicating with this man in a way that he can understand. When he places his fingers in the guy's ears, it's not to jumpstart him like you would a dead battery. When he spits and touches the man's tongue, he's not following the messianic playbook for restoring speech to the deaf. He's using sign language. He's getting the man's attention, then he puts his fingers in his ears and spits, which means, "I get it. Your ears are no good." And then he touches his tongue as to say, "Your tongue is no good either. I understand your condition." And as Jesus looks up and groans in compassion, from a heart stricken by grief over the misery caused by our sin, he points this man and all of us to the source of our hope and healing. The St. James writes, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father." And now Jesus makes it clear that he is that gift. Jesus is the Son of God who came down from the Father to take away the sin of the world. "Behold, your God will come," writes Isaiah. "He will come and save you. And when he does, the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped." And sure enough, with the word of the one who spoke all things into being, the word that made all things good in the beginning, Jesus reverses the curse of sin and restores this man's hearing and speech to wholeness. With a word, ethatha, Jesus reverses the curse and opens this man's prison, setting him free from his affliction and making him good as new. With a word, it is finished. Jesus opens heaven by paying the ransom for you and me and conquering death in the grave once for all. With a word, your sins are forgiven. Jesus sets you free from sin and death, opening the way for you to health and wholeness and a fullness of life for which you were created. So tell me, why are you here this morning? You're here because this is the hospital for sick and dying sinners. You're here to have your hearts cleansed, to lift them up before the Lord, to be cured of your afflictions, and to be set free from your sin and death. You have come knowing that Jesus locates himself here in his gifts that give you healing for life and salvation. You have come with a confession on your lips, "I, a poor and miserable sinner," to receive what Christ alone can give. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. And he does. Jesus enters into your heart by his word and places himself on your tongue by his flesh and blood again today. With a word, your sins are forgiven, he provides his perfect healing for you. Hearts cleansed, heaven opened, healing and wholeness for life everlasting. In the name of Jesus, amen. We stand for prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, for our pastors and missionaries, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all husbands and wives, and for all families, from generation to generation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all babies in the womb, and for their mothers, especially Tristan, Holly, Heather, and Aunt Julie, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation and its leaders, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who come with defiled hearts to your altar this day, to have our hearts cleansed and our sins forgiven, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Mercy.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth with all acclaim, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet, in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you and preserve you steadfast in true faith for life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Body of Christ, given for your forgiveness. true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you and preserve you steadfast in the true faith for life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Body of Christ, given for your forgiveness. Body of Christ, for the forgiveness of all your sins. True body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you and preserve you steadfast in the true faith for life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Body of Christ, given for your forgiveness. That is true body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, preserve you steadfast in the true faith for life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Is that it? Body of Christ, given unto death for you, for your forgiveness. Body of Christ, given for the forgiveness of your sins. Body of Christ, given for the forgiveness of all your sins. Body of Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Body of Christ, given for the forgiveness of all your sins. Are your children all baptized? Our Lord Jesus Christ bless you and keep you always in the faith of your holy baptism for life everlasting. Amen. Body of Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Body of Christ, given for your forgiveness. Body of Christ, given for the forgiveness of all your sins. Body of Christ, given for your forgiveness. Are you confirmed? Seek communion. The Lord Jesus bless you and keep you always in the faith of your holy baptism for life everlasting. Amen. Body of Christ, given for your sins. Body of Christ, given for your forgiveness. Body of Christ, given into death for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Body of Christ, given for your forgiveness. Body of Christ, given for your forgiveness. Body of Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Body of Christ, given for the forgiveness of all your sins. Body of Christ, given for the forgiveness of all your sins. Body of Christ, given for your forgiveness. Body of Christ, given for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. body of Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Lord Jesus, bless you and keep you always in the faith of your holy baptism for life everlasting. Amen. Body of Christ, given for your forgiveness. Body of Christ, given for the forgiveness of all your sins. Body of Christ, given for your forgiveness. Body of Christ, given for the forgiveness of all your sins. Lord Jesus, bless you and keep you always in the faith of your holy baptism for life everlasting. Amen. Body of Christ, given for the forgiveness of all your sins. Body of Christ, given for your forgiveness. Now this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and preserve you steadfast in true faith for life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. We stand for the...
Lord, now let your servant depart in heavenly peace, for I have seen the glory of your redeeming grace, a light to lead the Gentiles unto your holy hill. The glory of your people, your chosen Israel. All glory to the Father, all glory to the Son, all glory to the Spirit, forever three in one. For as in the beginning is now, shall ever be, God's triune name resounding through all eternity.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
Praise the one who breaks the darkness with a liberating light.
Praise the one who frees the prisoners, turning blindness into sight. Praise the one who preached the gospel, healing every dread disease, calming storms and feeding thousands with the very bread of peace. Let the one who blessed the children with a strong yet gentle word, praise the one who drove out demons with a piercing to her soul. Praise the one who brings cool water to the desert's burning sand. From this well comes living water, quenching thirst in every hand. Let us praise the Word incarnate, Christ who suffered in our place. Jesus died and rose victorious,
that we may live by grace.
Let us sing for joy and gladness, seeing what our God has done. Let us praise the true Redeemer, praise the one who makes us one.
So, was the microphone on? Okay. Good. It just can't be heard all the time. Lord, go with you. Good today. Well, good. Good to hear it. Well, I hope you get on your feet soon. Is it ankle or foot? Oh, no. Oh, ouch. Yeah, that's ugly. Thanks be to God. Have a blessed week. I turned. Maybe it wasn't on. A good week. I'm trying to figure out this microphone. The audio.